Coming up on the program, Joe Mantegna is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. One of Chicago's very own, made it big in Hollywood. He and Gary Sinise are going to host a special presentation of PBS's National Memorial Day concert, America's Night of Remembrance, on Sunday. And he'll be here to talk about that as well. And we'll also, did you see that Lori Loughlin, or do you say Loughlin, and her husband have pleaded guilty to their trying to get their kid into college? I know, there are certain things that if I had said this to you like 2 years ago, I said Aunt Becky is going to have to plead guilty to a charge she tried to get her kid into college, and everybody's going to have to stay at home for 3 straight months. You'd laugh at me. You'd have laughed at me.
Still one of my childhood crushes.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm now seeing her in a prison movie. She's going to have to go away for 2 months. Her husband is going to have to go away for 5 months. And I'll bet you he was. And it isn't like, oh, you know what, honey, don't worry, I'm going to take this. You know, I'm going to do the harder time than you're going to do. This is like, listen, I got to get away from her for 7 months. That's what I got to do. All right. Mark Lennon is joining us from Wirepoints.org, an independent nonprofit research and commentary organization. And the reason that I want to talk to Mr. Glennon today is the legislature is down in Springfield and they're all trying to figure out what they're going to do with the budget and how we're going to move out of this thing. And I want to talk about recovery. I want to sort of shift what we do on this program. Obviously, we want to keep it the science and anything that keeps all of us safe, we will talk about. But as we're stepping now, the state is stepping gingerly toward a recovery posture. What does this look like? And we have to do this right. It's not just that we had to thread the needle in terms of getting past the virus, which we're not fully past yet. I don't want anybody to think that we are, and I don't want to misrepresent that. But we're working on that, and we've made progress. But as we thread the needle to get through that, we also have to thread the needle to build our economy back up here in the state of Illinois, not only the United States of America, and Mark Glennon is joining us to talk about that just for a few minutes. But the state, basically, we were just talking to the Cook County Treasurer, state tax revenues are plummeting, and the state already couldn't pay its bills. What's going to happen now, Mark?
Hi, Ro. Yeah, it's very scary, and we really don't know until we see this budget. Hopefully, they're going to wrap it up by the end of the day tomorrow. But I would expect that you're going to see gimmicks and a lot of hope and probably some borrowing in it. The GAAP is Pritzker released some numbers earlier. They were very huge. He estimated like $3 billion for the current year, which ends on June 30th, and another $4.5 billion shortfall for the coming year. For a little context, the total budget is about $40 billion. So that's a lot of money. But that's sounding very optimistic right now. Just in April, our revenues were off by $3.5 billion or so, a 20% hit. Same in Cook County, by the way, a 25% hit.
In terms of tax revenues, you're saying?
Yes, tax revenue coming in. Virtually all sources are way off, as you'd expect. And so one of the big wholesalers we suspect is that they will turn to the Federal Reserve Bank, which has a facility open for emergency borrowing. Mm-hmm. The state could get up to $4.8 billion from that, but that's just a loan. And one of the curious things that we laugh about is that to get that loan, you have to certify that the state is insolvent. Is solvent. And
wait a second. Hold on a second. How do you do that? I mean, if you need a $4.8 billion loan, by definition, you're insolvent. So why would you? I don't understand how that would possibly be. Listen, I've signed a few things throughout the years saying that, this is going to be just fine. And I knew it wasn't. But we probably all have at some point. All right. So now one of the things that I did notice that they're going to do down in Springfield, one of the things that is under consideration, and I kind of like this, they want to change the state liquor laws to allow for the selling of packaged cocktails. Individual cocktails, not just bottles of booze, but restaurants are going to be able to sell cocktails in a little, like an airline bottle or maybe a little bit bigger than an airline bottle. And I know that there are already restaurants throughout Chicago that are investing in those bottles, and they're already starting to process that, assuming that this is all going to go through. Because, as you point out, one of the big things that the state benefits from is the liquor tax. right? I mean, and people have not been going to bars. People cannot go to restaurants. So those revenues are some of the revenue, you know, they got the tax revenue, but the liquor revenue is also a big hit for them.
Yeah, that's, you know, they're being very careful to protect the revenue sources that go to the state and not to the private sector, you know, same with marijuana shops being open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, interestingly, by the way, though, in those Cook County numbers, they show that one of the few things that did hold up on revenue sources was liquor, because people are, they might not be going to bars, but they still go out to the liquor stores and they're sitting, you know, drinking.
And the Jewel. I don't know if you've been in a Jewel and you've been in a line of a Jewel. I mean, it basically looks like that final scene from Leaving Las Vegas. I mean, the entire carts are filled with bottles of liquor. And I get that, but it's still not enough. I mean, you still, compared to, you know, let your mind's eye think about restaurants and bars and the amount of traffic at the bar on any given day, 7 days a week. I mean, 12 hours a day or whatever it is at those bars, that revenue is lost. And that's a huge, huge, huge deal. So, all right. Well,
yes, it is. Yep.
So, we just have to wait and watch and see what they do here. And I know that I don't want to get into the wonkiness of, you know, what the state legislature is doing and the details of those numbers and all of that, because I think people's eyes glaze over, but including mine, most importantly, but there's got to be a way out of this, and we don't seem to have any idea of how we're going to get out of it, because we're not discussing that. Well, all we're discussing so far publicly, all the things that our leaders are talking to us about, are things we can't do, not what we're going to do. And I think we need to start talking about what we're going to do, because even if we're not doing it tomorrow, we need to start thinking about it and get ourselves thinking in a positive way that we are going to get through this, because we've been saying this now, but I think there's a drag chute that has just been released. And today, Lori Lightfoot, not Lori Loughlin, she's also in the news, but Lori Lightfoot said that the restaurants are not going to open on the 29th in Chicago after the state's going to open up the restaurants to do outdoor dining. I said, well, we're not going to be ready. I got to tell you something. Some of these restaurants are ready. They are ready to open. And this whole idea, well, we're not quite there yet, is that the frustration is mounting, and people will behave on their own time schedule. I know that Dr. Fauci tells us that we have to operate on the virus's time schedule. I get that. The virus is going to do what the virus is going to do. But humans are now starting to do what humans are going to do. And they are balking at all of these restrictions, even if it is not in their own best personal interests. It just doesn't matter anymore. That's the way behavior is actually going to occur. Whether it's good or it's bad, we see it. And that's where it is heading. Mark, we'll talk again. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.